Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480701 through 480781, warrants number 8611 through 8613, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second. Have motion as second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 5th, 2025. Do you have any questions, Commissioner Keyes?
I do not.
Entertain a motion.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for May 5th, 2025.
Second. Have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the Reno Springs BRO R106-002 Bridge Project Documents. With us this morning, we have Mr. Weston Hanger from Great River Engineering, along with Jack Cole, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here on our front page, if you move.
Yep.
And then LPA cert and then utility cert also needing.
Okay. The documents that you have presented this morning, Weston, are just so you can explain and describe them for the people we have listening.
Yeah. The utility certification is to show that Great River has reached out to all the utilities that will or may not be affected at the project and that the commissioners are aware of this. The LPA cert is to give Great River approval to submit plans, specs, and estimates to MoDOT for their review and approval for the project, and the plans are part of that PS&E submittal.
Okay. And then I am the responsible person for the LPA for Taney County, so
yes,
the documents that we'll be approving this morning will need my signature on those to move forward with the project, the proposed plans, and the certs. So.
Correct.
Is there any questions for Weston? Jack, do you have any input or questions? Okay, everything looks good to you as well?
Yeah, look good to me.
Okay.
Move to approve Reno Springs BRO R106002 Bridge Project Documents.
I'll second that. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So I'll sign these, but we need to get copies of them, Weston.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're coming upstairs, so I'll hold on to it. Next, we have the approval of the Taney County Regional Sewer District Funding Agreement for the Highway 86 project. With us this morning from Taney County Regional Sewer District, we have Mr. Brad Albritton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. The project layout there.
Yep.
Before you is a funding agreement amendment to raise the funding agreement amount for our Highway 86 project by $200,000. This stems from the need to relocate our Highway 86 lift station on that project from its original location, which was up closer to the highway. Multiple concerns arose with potential of doing some parking around that area. And we identified another location down to the west, and you'll see that on the map. It says alternate location there by the red horse main. That alternate location is a much better location for access, future connections, access during events, and that sort of thing. So we've started a redesign there, and there is additional cost to do that. The pump size is increased, trickles down to your electrical, and those things. There is a cost increase to that, but it's a much better station location than originally we identified that other spot.
Okay. And this is the amendment to the 2023 agreement, is that correct?
I believe it was the amendment does have the original exhibit A, which is the original funding agreement. I think it was 2024.
That is correct. May of 2024. Yeah, you're right.
And then Ms. Pat Keck has reviewed it for the commission and signed off on it as well and provided a letter.
Yes, and we do have that letter dated May 5th, 2025, approving the closed agreement as the form. Do you have any further questions, Mr.
I did not.
Okay. Anything else to add, Brad?
Sure.
Okay. Entertain a motion at this time.
Okay. Move to approve Taney County Regional Sewer District funding agreement for Highway 86 project.
Second. Have motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Moving down the agenda, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
The monthly report for April 2025 shows the beginning balance of county funds at $72,315,569. At the end of April, the funds are at $69,861,667.27. Within those funds is the general county funds, ending at a balance of $21,184,806. In the sewer fund is a balance of $16,813,529. The law enforcement fund at $7,555,812. And then the road and bridge cart fund is at $3,045,205. And the road and bridge trust fund is at $14,388,764. And that would be the month of April.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you. Appreciate it, David. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension Office update. Okay. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jody LeMaster.
I just want to give you the yearly update on the VITA program. We had a real successful year this year. We have six volunteers that I've had for a couple of years, and they're really super great. They had about 738 volunteer hours, which kind of rates about 26,000. We assisted 1,247 low and moderate income families in Taney County, which was up from last year. We do it at the Grove Church and the Taney County Extension Office. We prepared 2,462 federal returns. And the IRS for this grant, they only claim this year's, but we do back years, various states, we do all kinds of, it's just the counts are a lot more than what it appears because they don't, that's what I got to use for our numbers.
Okay.
The clients received approximately $749,000 in refunds back, but this year I was able to track, which shocked me, our residents had to pay in $226,000. So I just, you know, our little group handled $1 million in tax returns to and from. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought it was great. The savings is probably $185,000, what our clients, and it's our poor, our seniors, working families, that's the people who we do. It was about an economic impact of about $1.4 million back to the county. So, I mean, I think that's good. I do want to let you know that this program is funded with the help of you all on one of your line items in our extension budget. The university provides the software. They provide all of the computers. They provide my portion. But everything else, all my paper, my toners, snacks for my volunteers, all that comes out of that line item from you all. And we just, you know, I did get an Operation Roundup a couple years ago grant, bought some new printers, you know, and that was good. But I just wanted to let you know that I do depend upon the budget from you all. Hmm. You know how expensive paper, toners. I mean, we print a lot of paper. We go through a lot of paper, a lot of toners, stuff like that. I use the printers as much as, I mean, till I just can't. I have some over there that work, except for you can't buy toner for them no more. You know, so I mean, I use them until they're old and outdated. I did want to let you know that Taney County was fourth in the state. We did over 10% of the returns. The IRS wanted the state of Missouri to do 10,550 returns. That was their goal. The state of Missouri did 11,020, and we did over 10% of that. We were only behind St. Louis, Kansas City, and Columbia, the Daniel Boone Library in Columbia. But if you think about all the kids that got to have tax returns for their FAFSA and all that kind of stuff, I mean, we just rocked it. We just have such a good group. You know, university, Marco's super proud of us, and, you know, he just, I just wanted to, you know, thank you guys for all your support and the university's support to make this program run.
Yeah.
These pages here, Marco gives us quite a breakdown of everything you'd want to know probably about it. Any questions or anything?
I just want to say thank you and your team for taking care of that many citizens. And
I tell everybody, you know, years ago we did the VITA site at the OCAC. And so, you know, OCAC has kind of gotten credit for this for years that they really all they did was give us a building, you know. So I'm always real – I usually have a flyer out and I tell them, listen, you need to – you know, if you see the commissioners, tell them because they help fund this. And most people are knowing now, but, I mean, in the beginning, they just thought OCAC paid for it. And really, OCAC never paid for any of it. They give us a room, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just super good. And if people tell you, it's because we've been telling them that, you know, the commissioners in the University of Missouri fund this.
Well, thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Next, we have Ms. Kelly McGowan, also with the University of Missouri Extension.
Thank you.
You're from the Ag and Horticulture, is
yes,
that correct?
That is correct. So what I'm giving you here is just a list of some potential programs that could work here in Taney County. One thing that I've got going on right now is I've got a Master Gardener training that's going on in Springfield, but I have some folks from Taney County that are attending that, and they will be active in the local group here. So you'll be seeing them in this area soon. But you can read through this, and if you ever see a need for more programming in these areas, feel free to reach out. I do cover Taney County, and I'm always happy to come down here and do whatever's needed. So.
So what vegetables are going in the ground right now?
Well, I'm telling you, that warm weather, those tomatoes will start going.
I hope so.
They need to be in the ground.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Kyle? No? That's it? All right. Well, we'll move on to our next order of business. Thank you all from the University of Missouri. You don't have to leave. I'm just saying thank you. Our next order of business we have is approval of the SB 190 applications. We do have a recommendation list from our Taney County collector, Ms. Mona Cope. And with us this morning, we have Dorothy Keys from Taney County Clerk's Office. And we do have in front of us numbers 1402 through 1459 as the recommendation. Correct? Did you say you have a bunch of questions for Dorothy, Shane?
I'll try to answer, but no promises are right.
Okay.
Move to approve SB 190 applications number 1402 through 1459.
Second. Have motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.